Hello and welcome to Disrupting the Degree, the education marketing podcast. I'm Stephen Cleary from Carnival Content with
Zeynep Fayez
and Zeynep Fayez from The Brand Education.
This podcast is all about higher education with industry trends, experts and practical ideas across the student experience, brand and marketing.
In this episode of Disrupting the Degree, we're joined by Nicole Goldstein, who leads growth strategy, customer acquisition and retention at Facebook.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here with you both.
Can you tell us about your recently released social media course?
Yeah, absolutely. So in partnership with Coursera, which is the world's biggest online education company, we have released the Social Media Marketing Professional Certificate Program. And that launched on September the 15th. And what the program certificate offers is really an entry-level overview into the field of social media marketing, but more importantly, enabling the learners to be career ready. And it's really the connection we're making between graduates of the program and employer partners that makes this opportunity really stand out. The Facebook Coursera program comprises 100 hours of hands-on project-based training in applied social media marketing tools, general marketing skills and soft skills. And after completing the certificate program, the learners will be able to share their information with a consortium of employer partners who are interested in sourcing diverse talent. The types of employers we've got are media agencies like Havas, Lange Hair, Ruggable, and Freelancer, and of course, Facebook. So I think, as I mentioned, what really is exciting is not just the learning content, but that connection to jobs and really connecting the learners to employer partners.
Yeah, because Havas and companies like that are within the job roles where these students or learners would then go and work, which is really interesting.
Exactly. And also what we're seeing from our employer partners are a range of what we call disruptor clients. So direct-to-consumer clients who, you know, exist only in the online world, and they really want to source diverse talent coming out of alternative pathways.
It's such an important area as well. So social media grows so quickly. Is that why you decided to set up the course? And how did you come about partnering with Coursera as well?
Yeah, so I think really when you look at Facebook as a company, we are the market leader in social media marketing. So we thought to ourselves, where do we start? Well, of course, let's start in our core strength. And we are really interested in supporting all different types of people to enter into the tech industry. So by partnering with Coursera, we've been able to create this alternative pathway that everybody can access at an affordable price point.
And you call them learners and not students. Does that mean that these courses are for, you know, learners for life? Is that the kind of thinking behind your course structure?
We want to be able to promote lifelong learning at all stages. I think the way we think about our audience is structured into three areas. One is really entry-level people, so career starters, and particularly those who perhaps might not go to university because of the price point at which university fees tend to be at. And so they're looking for alternative ways to get access to a really good job. Second of all, we're thinking about what we call upskillers. So they're already employed in a role, but they're looking to increase their skill set. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they want something that's easy for them to be able to do while they're working. So they want really a remote training experience, still get that hands-on project-based work that this Coursera program, Facebook Coursera program, offers. And then third of all, career switchers. So we believe that these are people who perhaps know their jobs may not exist over the next decade, and they're perhaps feeling a bit trapped. And so they really want to actually get skilled up in what we believe are critical skills for the future.
I suppose that's quite relevant to our last episode where we talk about AI and things like that, especially with what the UK government have said recently about changing skills, and social media is going to be around for the foreseeable future, and definitely understanding those skills. When did the course actually launch then?
So it launched on September the 15th. So we wanted sort of a back to school launch, you know, particularly September is that time of the month where there's that last push before the end of the year where many people are thinking, well, what skills can I get before the year ends? And also just in terms of particularly entry level folks who may have come from a traditional university degree and still believe that they need that extra practical training. We thought September was a good time to target them and to get them interested in the program.
And how long does the course usually go on for?
So the course is around 100 hours of content, and it's structured over 5 courses that take you through the journey of becoming an expert in social media marketing. And so it starts off looking at the social media marketing ecosystem, so not just Facebook, but also other platforms, and then goes deeper into different topics, such as creating content strategies, to then obviously moving into the more measurement side of how advertising works, and then optimizing your campaigns. At the end of course 4, learners get the opportunity to do our Facebook certification. And then course 5 completes the whole course. But at the end of the course, end of the 5 courses, learners get both a Coursera badge and also a Facebook certification.
So thinking from mainly our listeners, by the nature of what this podcast is about, are people from universities. What did you learn about online delivery when developing the course?
Many lessons, actually. I think we've structured the program across 5 different courses. So we really wanted to break it down into digestible topics that learners can do, you know, at their own pace. We also recognize that many learners do want to be part of cohorts, and they want to interact with other learners. And fortunately, yes, Coursera has lots of those features available on their learning platform. And the third thing we learned as well is project-based work, to be able to practice and put in practice the theory that a learner is taking in and creating, particularly for this course, creating a portfolio of marketing campaigns
that
you can use and when you go for interviews with employers. And then finally, I think online learning's fantastic. It's accessible, opens up opportunities for everyone. But when you're really thinking about a career change or an entry-level role, you really want that connection to understanding how to make yourself the most attractive to potential employers and clients. And so the course has a lot of information around soft skills. It's all inbuilt into the program, and also how to really show up well on your resume, on your LinkedIn profile, and of course at your interview. And so that's very much part of the package. And of course, connecting the graduates directly to employer partners is really what I like to say is the jewel in the crown.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So when I talk to students about Facebook paid advertising, like, it can be quite a challenge to live demo and to actually get them hands-on without spending budget through Facebook pages. How did you do that in the course then?
So I believe Coursera has very much built that feature into many of their courses where, you know, Facebook isn't the only sort of platform that has these features. And so I believe that Coursera has partnered with another company to enable more of these simulated experiences for learners.
Oh, perfect. I was going to say, a simulated environment of digital advertising is just so important. It's something that I need.
I think it's also very important that it's all practical knowledge, because when I was studying, you know, I studied marketing and advertising, but never was I ever given a practical sort of element of really practicing how to run campaigns or even, you know, have a portfolio so it's ready for me to go into employment. So this
it's
is
just
a great
theory, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very important thing. Students should go away with real life learning so they can apply it as soon as they're in employment.
Exactly.
Because if you watch a video of someone using Facebook advertising or Facebook business, that's no comparison to actually using it yourself to make a live project. So I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's almost like an art portfolio as well, isn't it? You carry them around with you as you move from career to career, or even if you've got the badges from Coursera and Facebook, I think that's quite credible.
Yeah, that's what we hope. And, you know, that's the connection we're making between the graduates and the employers increases the signal value of the badges, and employers become more accustomed to seeing the badges as equivalent to a university degree.
So, Nicole, you've had a really interesting career at Facebook so far. Could you tell us a little bit more about your role and what you're up to at Facebook?
Sure. So really, to understand my Facebook role, I might take a few steps back and just give you a bit of background on my passions and where I come from. So really, throughout my career, I think that the common theme throughout all the roles I've had has been education. And, I started my career really at the World Bank and worked on education policy and supporting client countries, so many developing countries, and understanding how to structure their teacher management systems. So worked there for a number of years and then moved to work for the British government as a diplomat, really managing the UK's aid policy and spend in West Africa. So the UK government has made a commitment to spend 0.7% of its GDP on development assistance. So my role in West Africa was to work with the governments of West Africa to understand how best we could support their country's needs, particularly around the education sector.
Sounds incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience to live and work in different countries in West Africa, so Ghana and Sierra Leone primarily, and obviously get to learn more about those countries. So after that experience, which was 5 years, I actually moved to Facebook and worked in Facebook's European policy team. And really in that team, I focused a lot around the company's strategy around economic impact and how the tech sector can contribute to supporting skills, digital skills, and of course, job creation. So worked in that team for a number of years and then moved to the US, and now I'm in the global business management team. And really a lot of my work in this team focuses on how do we serve our different audiences, from small businesses to job seekers to nonprofits, and just figuring out how best these different audiences can leverage Facebook's suite of advertising solutions.
I love the diversity.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could use a lot of from your past career into your role at Facebook. Is this how you thought of the course with Coursera? Is that how it came about, because of the skills shortages that you're currently seeing, the pandemic? So it basically meant that it's a really good opportunity to do something that can serve individuals right now.
Of course. And I think, you know, even before the pandemic, we've seen how social media marketing skills have become such a core skill for everybody.
Yeah.
And so the pandemic obviously catalyzed that. But, you know, when we look at the labor market, particularly in the US where I'm based, we also see just how social media marketing has revolutionized the way businesses operate in this direct-to-consumer age. Mm-hmm. And it's become, those skill sets have become essential to communicate and reach customers, engage with different clients, etc. So when we looked at what the pandemic had really, you know, how it impacted the way in which we live and work, we saw that many businesses, traditional brick and mortar businesses, actually needed to pivot right fully to online, and they needed to think through how do they integrate social media marketing skills and how they communicate to their customers and stay open and stay relevant. That was how we saw the need for entrepreneurs, small business owners. And then, of course, we've seen what's happened in the higher education space and many people not being able to return to physical campuses. Mm-hmm. And also thinking through, well, you know, maybe I need to invest my financial resources in a cheaper program. So mm-hmm. we saw that need too. And of course, when we looked at, particularly for job seekers, the potential impacts of unemployment, we also saw the growth opportunities in the marketing sector. And the fact mm-hmm. that, you know, I think a Burning Glass, it's an analytics company in Boston, and they study labor market trends. And they said that there are over 170,000 job postings in digital marketing.
Oh, wow.
With, you know, pretty significant median salaries. So we recognize that for job seekers, this is something that could be an area that they could be interested in.
Definitely.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's my career.
Mine. It's growing.
Amazing.
So there is a trend of big tech moving into education. Why do you think this is? And should universities be worried? Or is there a gap in the market? Do you think they should jump on?
So I think taking a step back, when we talk about big tech or partnerships between technology companies and higher education, you know, it has always been a happy marriage. If you look at Stanford University, for instance, mm-hmm. They've always worked with tech researchers, and other leading universities have had many research partnerships with tech companies. So I think it's not necessarily new. I think what perhaps is new is the scale and mm-hmm. The mainstreaming of those relationships, particularly in reaching students.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been quite inspired, some might say, by Scott Galloway's thesis, who is a NYU professor in marketing and obviously an expert in the marketing sector. And he wrote this piece, I think it was a New York magazine, and he looked at how technology companies could partner with universities, particularly in the US, where the university market is much greater and there's much more variety of universities available. But, you know, some universities will struggle to stay afloat and grow their student base. Mm-hmm. And he believes that the way to grow enrollment rates will be a branded partnership mm-hmm. between the university, who has a strong brand, and a tech company. And I think that's quite an interesting collaboration in terms of creating hybrid models, so some online teaching experiences and learning experiences, as well as co-creating of curricula together.
It's a lot more exciting as a prospective student mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. Is there any plans for you to do that then? Because that would be really cool to go and study in partnership with Facebook.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely something we're thinking through. You know, we do work with a lot of higher education institutions across the board already. Mm-hmm. So area of work that we've been really interested in is supporting educators in the fields of business, administration, marketing, advertising, and particularly educators across the board. And in the US, there's career in technical education, which I guess is equivalent to vocational education in the UK, but supporting educators in those fields in what we call in the US community colleges. So the US has a huge network of community colleges, I think over 1,200. And then, of course, in the university and MBA sector. So we've developed curricula with educators at all those four different levels. We've co-created content with Harvard Business School with a professor there, Ellie Offek, who's written case studies on Facebook's clients that can be used in the classroom. We also, you know, work on our engineering side. We have a number of partnerships with higher education institutions and universities. Our artificial intelligence team works with Georgia Tech and is piloting or has piloted an AI curriculum together with professors at Georgia Tech. And then we also have an engineer in residence program that really provides a Facebook engineer to teach at a university for the year. And there are many other examples of Facebook partnering with other higher educational institutions. These are just a few ways.
Mm-hmm. Have you done anything with UK universities?
So many teams in Facebook Europe probably have partnered with the UK. I know that...
Sorry, it's a difficult question. You're a huge company.
I think our team has worked with a number of UK institutions who access our content resources, our marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, students are interested in, UK students are interested in taking our certifications.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I've done Facebook Blueprint.
Yeah.
How is the course different than the new course from that?
So the Coursera course leverages some of the content from Facebook Blueprint. So it's definitely part of the Coursera curriculum. What's perhaps an add-on is the fact that the Coursera package covers more social media marketing platforms to make sure that the learner has a holistic overview of how all the platforms work together. And then also the soft skills element, which is really important when you're thinking about the job market.
So it's not just Facebook in
exactly.
the course. Okay, perfect.
Because
that's one of the things I was wondering about. So you actually teach how to use competitors.
Oh, wow.
Well, we wouldn't call them competitors, right? We're all peers in social
sorry.
Media marketing.
That's just my marketing background coming
no
back.
No worries.
So.
Controversial. I've got a question, actually. So this is taking a couple of steps back, if anything. But the course structure, what is the sort of fee structure like? Is it the same as you would if you were to go to university and you kind of have, you know, every term you'd pay X amount? Is it quite similar in the way it's set up, or is it like a subscription model?
I believe it's a subscription model. So we estimate that learners take around 4 to 5 months to complete the program.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $49 a month. And obviously it would show up in your local currency wherever you take the course in the world. So it comes out to be around $200-ish for that, the 100 hours. You know, you get obviously the Coursera badge and the Facebook mm-hmm. Blueprint badge for that cost. We also recognize that still that amount of money could be out of reach for some students.
Mm-hmm.
So we do offer quite generous scholarships to learners who need it. And any learner that needs financial assistance can apply for that on Coursera's platform.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm really curious about it. So if you're, for example, just come out of school, and you haven't finished your A-levels, can you just apply at 16 and take this course?
Absolutely. Yeah. There are no sort of age requirements. You know, usually we, you know, recommend that somebody has an interest in social media marketing and that they, you know, are eager to pursue a career potentially in this field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is a direct competitor to someone who wanted to go and say study marketing or digital marketing at university? Is it enough, do you think, to do this and then actually get a job in that area, or would they need more experience if they were like a young person mm-hmm. coming straight out of school, for instance?
Yeah, so we have built the course for an entry-level role in social media marketing. So it is about getting the work-ready skills.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's why it's 100 hours. Hopefully it's robust. And, you know, we've really thought through what does a social media marketing coordinator or entry-level strategist need to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's how we've thought through the course and the project-based exercises as well.
Oh, wow. And mm-hmm. what about, like, for example, once the student does the course, finishes the course, are they very likely to start at like an average pay packet, that an average entry level social media? Like, would you be able to help them get into a role?
So what we do at the moment is obviously connect Facebook and Facebook's client ecosystem
okay.
on the jobs platform to the graduates of the program. And then the employer partners can go through the graduate pool and look to see if there's a match
oh, wow.
on both ends. So it's a jobs board, essentially, that exists on Coursera's platform to bring those two groups together. You know, something our team at Facebook's thinking through, like, how do we support mentorship opportunities for graduates?
We'll have to get you back in 4 to 5 months
yeah.
and see
how
it's going.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, it
yeah.
sounds so good.
We should definitely do that.
So, of course, there's, you know, the usual sort of marketing titles and jobs, etc. And, you know, once I was an entry-level marketing exec too. But have you seen a sort of change in the job titles within that sort of remit? And have you created your courses based around the sort of new skills that have come about?
So I'm not a curriculum developer, but I know that we in designing strategy, we looked at job titles and the profiles of those roles, you know, across LinkedIn, Indeed, other jobs boards, and also spoke with our agency clients who are in Facebook's ecosystem just to understand how they are recruiting, what kind of skill sets they need, what are the pain points in the onboarding process that could be eliminated if someone had already been trained in these areas. So that's how we've approached it.
Oh, wow.
That's good, yeah.
So like following on from that then, it seems like you've done a lot of research and thinking about how you would approach your course and bring it to market. What advice would you give universities, you know, to help them innovate or deliver online delivery in their programs? Like what kind of advice can you give universities at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, I'm not here to necessarily advise universities and wouldn't want to speak up, you know, for them or on their behalf. I can only speak about, you know, the personal views I have and mm-hmm. what we've learned at Facebook in developing in partnership with Coursera, this social media marketing certificate, and also what we've learned from our Blueprint certification program.
Yeah.
But I think really what we try and do is, you know, understand what the learner is trying to achieve by investing their time and money in doing either something like Coursera, which is 100 hours, or our professional development mm-hmm. certifications, mm-hmm. and really put ourselves in the shoes of that learner and think through, you know, what is going to inspire that learner as they go through the content. And what we found, it's really project-based work mm-hmm. that inspires learners to keep going, particularly in online delivery, where mm-hmm. it's hard to retain different learners in an online model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've also thought through really carefully about soft skills and transferable skills. So creativity, collaboration, teamwork, presentation skills, mm-hmm. all those key skills that you probably use every single day, multiple times in a role in social media marketing, but perhaps don't always get the attention they deserve in a course. And then finally, the way we think about it is very, very much about what's next for the learner, right? They're undertaking this course, but it's not the end, right? It's just a means to get to an end. Mm-hmm. And the end is the obviously securing a job or creating your own job. Mm. And so we're really trying to make sure that that piece is as strong as the actual course itself.
I think that's the perfect place to finish there. But thank you so much for your time, Nicole, today. It's been really interesting.
Super insightful.
It almost makes me feel like I need to sign up.
Please do.
It's been really insightful. Amazing. Especially yes. from like a online first approach yeah. without having the in-person teaching. Yeah, it's really important to understand how you create successful online courses. So
and thank the
you very
ecosystem
much.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Thank you yeah. very much, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and hopefully I'll be back.
I hope so.
We hope so.
Wonderful.
Sounds good.
Next week, we're going to be celebrating our 10th episode. We'll be discussing the highlights so far from the podcast and talking empathy, authenticity, and trust in higher education marketing. If you like what you're hearing, it would mean a lot to us if you'd subscribe. Disrupting the Degree is brought to you by The Brand Education and Carnival Content.